Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's a former Brewers pitcher. You can hear him on his podcast, Buses, Benches, and Baseball. It's time to hear from FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst, Tim Dillard, as he joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Our guy, Tim Dillard, follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Tim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I, for the record, I should have put the Cheerio jersey all the way on. If I would have done that, then who knows? You know, sky's the limit for that kid.
If you would have worn it through the whole game, he could have had a four-home run game.
You know what? There's nothing more expensive than a missed opportunity, and that's exactly what that was.
That is very, very true. Hey, Tim, I want to get your thoughts, because it's been a talking point, at least on our show, and I've seen a couple articles written about it now. This idea of comboing up two starters, like the Brewers have done the last couple of times with D.L. Hall and Priester, Quinn Priester going back-to-back, is this something that the Brewers should continue to do, in your mind, with these two guys?
I mean, it's hard to argue. The results are there. It is a really cool mix because they're kind of opposites. D.L. Hall has, you know, tons of strikeout stuff. He's going to have tons of strikeouts moving forward. Left-handed, throws hard, and then you got Priester who can strike people out, but that's not going to be his goal every time out. It's going to be putting the ball in play, and what it's going to do, it's going to force managers to change their lineup, and that's exactly what Terry Francona had to do. Gavin Lux was not in the game at second base just because you start a lefty, and then all of a sudden later in the game, you know, you have all these righties facing Priester. And, I mean, it's just ground ball after ground ball. Joey Ortiz had to make 6 plays once Priester entered the ballgame. Bryce Strang had 3 or 4. So it's working. Do they need to do this all year? I don't know. I don't think so. Honestly, I think right now Priester has probably earned to have his own start. But if it's working, don't mess with it. You know, D.L. Hall, if he's building back up, then they're just right now. They got a plethora of starters, and I think this is one of the ways they're trying to figure it out going forward.
I really thought, and clearly maybe I'm going to be wrong on this, but I really thought with Hall and Ashby coming back, they were both going to be in the bullpen and be those guys that you can bring in wherever you want in the game to give you an inning or two whenever you need an inning or two to get to your short guys on the backside of the bullpen. But based on how they're using D.L. Hall, that doesn't seem to align with my theory.
Well, I really like where D.L. Hall is. Like that, I was actually in that position in AAA in 2019 where just out of necessity, I was in the bullpen, and they were like, I actually pitched a game against the Cubs in Iowa, AAA Cubs, and I got a call from our guy. Was like, hey, can you start the game tomorrow? And I'm like, sure. So there was a time where I was starting a game, and then 2 days later I was pitching out of the bullpen, and then 2 days after that I was starting another game.
Wow.
I'm telling you, if you can do it, it is a great place to be. It keeps you locked in. You get the chance to be able to start a game, something to look forward to in that way. But at the same time, you get that urgency of like, oh, I got to go out, you know, in the bullpen, the middle of an inning. And it just made me a better pitcher all the way around. I'd never really dealt with something like that. So D.L. Hall, man, he was stretching the day before yesterday in the bullpen just because he probably didn't know for sure that he was going to start the next day, depending on what happened in that particular game. So now he gets to hang out in the bullpen and he gets to start. It's just a really cool gig. Good for him.
So essentially, instead of doing your bullpen on that day, you're actually pitching out of the bullpen in that game because you would normally throw on that day anyhow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't even have to throw a bullpen. I mean, every once in a while, if the days run long or whatever happens, right, maybe there's off days or however it works, you got to throw a touch and feel. But you are not going throwing a full-blown bullpen like you see starters that go on, you know, 4 days rest, 5 days rest all the time. So your bullpen is getting ready to go into the game. It's a beautiful place to be.
Talking with Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin Brewers analyst, joining us here. And the pitching obviously has been a story the entire time. And I don't know how familiar you are with baseball savant or not, but I absolutely love that website and all the analytics and the data and everything else. And there was an article on SI.com that pointed back to the website. They were talking about Chad Patrick, and based on the data on Baseball Savant, it says that he's got the second best cutter in the league right now. Talk about that pitch and how he's done so far.
Well, I mean, honestly, he really looked up to Corbin Burns, you know, about how his cutter would work. I mean, obviously, he's not going to throw it 95 miles an hour, but you learn a pitch, and just because it's a good pitch doesn't mean you know always when to use it. You know, he's not throwing the cutter every single pitch, and that's a good thing. He's using it at the right times. He also throws a four-seamer and a sinker. But that cutter is good. It's late movement. The first time I ever saw a cutter, like a really good one, we had a guy named Mark DeFelice. You know,
I remember him.
He was with the Brewers. Yep. Yeah, they kind of – it was like him and Mitch Stetter were the guys that would pitch like the seventh inning, right?
Setup guy.
You got the lefty guy and you got the cutter guy against righty. So I remember standing in the box because he was about to do a start in AAA, and he just needed someone to stand in. There was nobody around, so I stood in. And it's the first time I'd ever seen like what a hitter would see with this type of cutter. Very comparable to what Chad Patrick throws. And I'm telling you, it looks like a four-seam fastball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All the way to the point where you would commit as a hitter, where you're like, okay, like you see the pitch, you're convinced everything in your background of being a hitter is like, I'm going after this pitch. I'm going to swing at it. And then about the time that you are, I don't know, I guess about the knob of the bat's about the, you know, pointing at the pitcher, you're starting to go, it just completely moves out of the zone. Like it just becomes a strike right down the middle and morphs into a, you're about to chase this thing off the plate 2 or 3 inches. And it's an optical illusion. Don't really know how to put your finger on it. But when you see it a ton, then you're going to get better swings on it. So he's camouflaged it a lot of ways with the sinker, with the four-seam fastball. And so, yeah, is they should be finding analytics on it. I don't think they're probably going as far as, okay, it's the spin that makes it whatever. It's effective because of how he uses it more so than just speed or, you know, if it's moving a ton.
What makes McGill so good in that closer role?
Oh, the guy's a beast. He's 6'5", throws 100. you want that guy to be like this, you know? He's intense in a good way. You know, it doesn't take away from his focus. And they'd love giving the ball to him later in the games. He wants it. He's like his hands there. And you want guys to want the baseball. Like, very, you know, there's some bullpens out there where some guys are like, you know what, I need a couple days. Or, you know what, I don't care if I pitch today or not. And the Brewers are blessed with a bullpen. But somebody like Uribe, every single day he comes to the field, he says, I want to pitch today. Put me in the game. And Trevor McGill, he's like, I want to give me the baseball. This is my time to shine. I'll throw. I don't care. We've seen him in like the seventh and eighth inning. You know, like he just wants to pitch. And that's a great thing because his stuff is disgusting. That knuckle curveball, yeah, when he's landing it, it really is a game changer.
He is Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tiller. Joins us every Thursday at 3:20. Tim Dillard, I'm going to play a piece of audio from you that probably is not going to be a surprise to you, but I guess I didn't realize it was happening in minor league baseball. This is Jameson Taillon, Cubs pitcher. Yesterday on the Cubs pregame show, I happened to be listening, and he was, well, you're going to hear the question and the answer. The question is from Zach Zaman, who is the host of the pregame show last night. Then once this is done, I want to get your thoughts on it as well. Here we go.
There's that group of veteran players that you talked about and the younger guys as well. How do you guys avoid the human stuff that comes into the mix in baseball? There's a lot of jealousy in this game, but you don't have that here.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I found there was a lot more jealousy in the minor leagues than in the big leagues. I feel like up here there's just less at work with that kind of stuff. You earn your way to playing, and there's opportunities for everyone. But I dealt with that in the minor leagues plenty. Oh, you're a prospect. You get more opportunities. You know, I saw guys charting pitches in the minor leagues back when we had to do that who would lie about other people's velocity and stuff. And it's like, up here there's just none of that. I feel like no real egos up here, which is not what you'd think. You know, there's way bigger stakes up here, but it does seem like everyone's a lot more humble and just easy up here.
Okay, Tim Dillard, so I'm ignorant. I never played in the minor leagues. You got guys lying about pitch speeds and charting pitches. I mean, how crazy does this get in the minor leagues?
Well, I mean, yeah, there was a time when I was in the stands charting or whatever, and we always heard stories about it, but I never dealt with that personally. I mean, but back in the day, you didn't have a radar gun on every, you know, Jumbotron. Some places didn't even have a Jumbotron, you know. So it was totally relied on the radar gun. And the Brewers in particular would use Stalker Sport radar gun, and it was actually a few ticks down from, like, Jugs. So, like, when we would go play the Giants or, you know, a Giants affiliate, you know, if I'm throwing and I'd hit 95, on our chart, I was hitting 93.
Oh,
you know,
man.
But there was never like a jealousy thing. Like, I never saw guys that were trying to take down players because, you know, through a chart or something like that. I think the jealousy comes is, yeah, there are guys, if you're a prospect, you're going to get more chances, you know. And we actually made a video about it in the minor leagues. We were in New Orleans, and we just decided this is how minor leaguers act when they see somebody in the big leagues that shouldn't be there, you know. And so, like, people are walking by going, this guy is in the big leagues, this guy's a joke, you know, like, they're making fun. But in reality, you don't just stumble into the big leagues, man. You have to be good. And just because you're there doesn't mean you're guaranteed to stay there. That's why when people get there, they're very humble. They want to do everything they can because they want to stay there. It is so hard to get to the big leagues. So, yeah, the guys in the minors, I mean, it's tough. You know, big leagues, you get paid if you have a problem. If you have a problem, you have enough money, you can deal with it if it's a financial problem. Minor leagues, you don't always get that. You know, your car breaks down, something like that. Like, you're always dealing with some sort of problem in the minor leagues that maybe you don't necessarily have in the big leagues. So I never saw anything malicious like that in the minor leagues. And I was there for a long time.
Yeah, I was stunned. I mean, I was driving my car and he said, I was like, what? What did he just say? And immediately I was like, okay, I want to play this for Dillard tomorrow and see what he says. Because
well,
I've never heard that.
Yeah, he's probably alluding to stories. I mean, maybe he saw it firsthand. I don't know. But, I mean, we all heard stories. I mean, every pitching coach you have is, you know, there's like a meeting at the beginning of the year. And then as it goes on, we end up using some sort of electronic Palm Pilot to do the game. But you always had two guys there. You know, there was one guy did chart, one guy had the radar gun chart. And so this is what you did. But we all heard the stories. Like, I forgot what they used to call it. I can't remember, radar gun something. Anyway, but yeah, you heard the stories, but again, I didn't see any of that firsthand.
That's wild. Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Tim Tillard. Thank you so much, Tim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.